Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
Going back is Goodwin. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's have taken the lead.
Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. A slider down and in.
This is the A's Total Access pregame show on A's Cast, home to Major League Baseball's number one podcast. Here is Chris Townsend.
And it's brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. We're getting you ready for a little A's baseball as the A's are in Kansas City. And it's not barbecue time. It's about winning baseball games. And the A's are running out of time. They got to win, and they got to win tonight. We'll go over the action from the game on Sunday between the Athletics and the Texas Rangers. And, yes, for some reason, the Rangers play well against the A's.
Pitch number 38. From Caprillion. He sets and delivers. Swung on, grounded on the right side. That's going to find its way through. One run is in with Pozo. Around third is Hernandez. Here's the throw to the plate. The tag, and he's saved with a headlong slide is Hernandez. He beats the throw from Peter, and it's 2-0 Texas. Caprillion stretches, bases loaded. His first pitch is swung on, sent towards center. It's going to get home a run. Back is Marte. He'll make the catch in front of the track. Tagging from third is Kiner Falefa. He's crossed the plate on a sack fly from Jonah Heim, and it's 3-0 Texas.
And at this point, you're going like, really? What's going on here? And then the Rangers would tack on in the fourth.
Three balls and two strikes. And here it comes. Hit toward right center field. Racing back on a Pinder. Reaches out. Dives. He can't get it. It's in play. Martin is home. Racing around second. Tavares. He will get to third base and stop there with a stand-up triple. And it is 4-0 Texas.
But here comes the A's in the fifth inning.
Gomes hits one to deep left, and back on it is Martin nearing the track. Right on the track, at the wall, leaping, and it's gone. Yan Gomes homers to left. That gets the A's on the board in the fifth. It's 4-1 Texas. A towering drive, and left fielder Jason Martin leaping at the wall almost brought it back. He came on a 1-1 pitch in the bottom of the fifth from Taylor Hearn, and it's 4-1 Rangers.
And then in the sixth, Starling Marte, another stolen base.
And now here's the pitch, and Marte takes off for a second. The throw goes into center field. He gets up at second. He's going to go to third. There'll be no play. And once again, Marte wreaking havoc on the bases. Although if the Rangers play that right, I think he's going to be out at second base, but he just causes the opposition to hurry.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. What he does is he challenges the defense. He challenges you to make plays, and so many teams are not used to it anymore because guys aren't doing this. It's a lot of fun to watch. Also a lot of fun to watch, Matt Olson going yard.
And the pitch to Olson now, and Matt hits it to deep right, way back. How far is that going to fly? And the A's are back in the game. Off the facade of the second deck. Rangers 4, Athletics 3. His 34th.
You talk about the year he has had, 34 home runs, 98 RBIs, an OPS of 916, this guy has been a monster. And he's improved in batting average at 276. It has been a lot of fun to watch. In the end, though, it wasn't enough for the A's.
Now the pause. Here's the turn. It's on the way, and it's swung on a ground ball left side to his left at third. Hernandez throws to first. This game is over. The Rangers take 2 out of 3 from the A's. Beat the Athletics today by the final of 4-3.
Yeah, a final 4-3, and the A's lose 2 out of 3 to the Texas Rangers. Coming up next, Vince Catronio will join us from the press box right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. RingCentral is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's RingCentral time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
RingCentral. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word A'sFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
This is A's Total Access.
And Vince is going to join us in a moment. But before that, we're going to have Rex Hudler on. What a career he had. And now a broadcaster for the Kansas City Royals. And we talked to him about watching Bob Melvin grow from a player to a manager.
Yeah, you know, that's a huge reward, too. And, you know, even being a broadcaster, going down and introducing myself to some of our new players, you know, I'm not afraid to say, hey, look, I played 10 years in the minors and 10 years in the majors. And I just want you to know that I'm not just some voice up there talking out my backside. This is something that's passionate to me. And I got my time in. Now my job as a broadcaster is to enhance your look, how you are, say good things about you so you can get your 10 years in. It's all about you now, young man. So go ahead and get it and attack it.
You know, when I think about your career, I mean, watching you play was every day you brought it. It didn't matter what the score was. It didn't matter what the standings were. Just talk about how you played and how someone, you know, a young kid could learn from someone like you to be able to stay in the big leagues as long as you were.
Let me tell you, I was blessed to come from one of the greatest high school baseball coaches to ever coach in the Central San Joaquin Valley. Mike Noakes, former Golden Bear himself, as a player. And he went on and became a great amateur coach. I had him all 4 years through high school, and he taught me the fundamentals like no one else could. And he taught me one thing. Son, you need to pretend like that, like you haven't eaten in a week in first base, and there's a big lunch bucket for you at first. And you go down there and hustle and go get that. You play the game the way that it's supposed to be played, and you'll never have anybody doubt your ability at all. So I learned how to hustle and play hard and give the credit to the people, especially the paying fans. Once I turned pro, man, I would get so excited when there would be a 200 people, but then let alone 56,000 in Yankee Stadium. I couldn't help it. I remember making an out in Yankee Stadium, and I ran down the line, and I come back into the dugout there on the first base side in old Yankee Stadium, and the crowd was cheering. And I got in the dugout, and I said, what are they cheering for? I made an out. They said they don't see people hustle like that. And so I just really was addicted to hustling and playing hard and priding myself on a pop-up to be at second base when that ball was caught. And, you know, I learned that you can control two things as a ball player: your attitude and your output. Those are the only two things you can control. And if you have any ability at all, you control those two, you got a pretty good chance. I'm so grateful that I was able to play for the teams I played for, and they were able to stomach me. And I just really am a blessing, or I'm a byproduct of a great sport that was taught well. I was taught well by some of the coaches that I had.
You know, it's been a while since we've been able to travel, but I've been very fortunate over my career working for the A's, working for the Raiders, coming to Kansas City. And it's always been hilarious how snobby people are in Kansas City about barbecue. Because, like, every place you go to, you go, this is one of the best meals I've ever had. As a guy from California and a guy who's traveled a lot throughout the country, Kansas City Barbecue, there's no better place.
The top shelf, no doubt about it. Just had some friends come in from Orange County to go to the Chiefs game with me this past weekend when we humbled the Browns. And they were blown away by how tender the meat was, the taste of the barbecue. And they were wanting to eat sushi. And I said, man, are you kidding me? Where you're from in California, you get your sushi. You're here, we're eating barbecue. Q39 is one of my favorites. I'll do Jack Stack. I'll do any of them. Are you kidding? They all compete with each other. But really, we're one big friendly town. And we can't wait to be building a championship baseball team again and let the people and the passion show the love for the game here in Kansas City. We got a starting rotation that's coming. They're all 25 years and younger, and they're all in place now. They're taking their lumps right now, but another year or so, watch out. The Royals will be prominent again.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know you got to go, but Dayton Moore, you know, when you look at like Billy Beane and you look at Cashman in New York, I mean, Dayton Moore, you know, sometimes you got to do more with less. And I have a lot of respect for him. Just talk about him on your way out here. What a special executive as a World Series champion. And I've said it before, if it wasn't for Madison Bumgarner, this guy might have two World Series rings with the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, you got that right. That was an unbelievable feat by Bumgarner. But, you know, Dayton Moore, I know him. When I got here 10 years ago as a broadcaster, they were desperate, obviously, but they hired me. And man, my son was on his son's team, and he was the coach of the team. So I got to know Dayton Moore right away as a coach, as a person, you know, and how much fun and how much he loves baseball. He has a passion for the game. He's been in every position you can be in the front office. He started out with John Schuerholz in Atlanta. But, you know, he's built a wonderful a tradition here. He's built a good program with some quality people working by him since 06 he's been here. And, you know, you're right. You got to build when you don't have major money here. You got to build from within. And he's done it once, and he's about ready to do it again. We're going to see another championship product here in a couple of years. But he has integrity. I played for so many different organizations in three different countries and for different people. And they would always say, hey, how's the family? But they didn't really mean it. Dayton Moore, the first time you see him and you haven't seen him in a while, he's going to say, hey, Hud, how's the kids doing? How's everybody? He cares about family. He's a family man first. He understands the business takes you away from it. But, man, when he talks, you listen. Why? Because of the integrity. He's a genuine human being. He's not going to pull your leg on anything. He's always honest. Doing radio interviews with him, my partner, Ryan LaFever, does every day. He always tells me. I said, how would your meeting go with Dayton? He goes, Hud, he's so transparent. He tells me everything. Anything I ask him, he shares. So you can't beat that type of transparency in a game like this, in a business like baseball. When you treat people right, guess what? They respond, and we're going to win again here with him.
Ah, the Hud man. Love him to death. We'll have him part two coming up a little bit later. But next, we got Vince Catronio right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
For the ones going above and beyond. For the ones reaching out, helping out, and lending a hand. For the ones people count on. You can count on Grainger. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. Backed by 24/7 customer support and specialists to help with hard-to-find products. Because you've got everyone's back. We've got yours. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You hear that? It's not just another sound effect. It's the sound of your life changing. Unfold your world with Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G. A world where your phone is a tablet, and a tablet is pocket-sized. Where you get two screens in one, and you get more done. Where you can really have it all in the palm of your hand. A world where all eyes are on you, and you show everyone how to live this life. Get the new Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G at Samsung.com. 5G connection and availability may vary. Check with carrier.
A's Cast is your home for nonstop A's baseball.
The 3-2 pitch is swung on a high fly ball. Left field, Yastrzemski back at the track to the wall. He'll watch it fly. And they've done it again in the ninth inning.
Out on the run is Lariano, and he makes the catch. An amazing catch. Sails the throw back to first base. And this is in time on the fly from Ramon Laureano.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
And Vince Catronio's with us here as we get you ready for a little A's baseball. How you doing today, Vinny?
I'm doing good, Chris. City of Fountains, barbecue you've already talked about. It's a beautiful ballpark, Kauffman Stadium. And the A's got some work to do. It's got to start tonight. And we all know what's at stake, and we'll see if they can respond with Montas on the mound.
Are you going baby back, or are you going spare ribs?
I'm a burnt ends kind of a guy. Yeah, so you can't whatever barbecue you select, in whichever barbecue house you choose, you're going to walk out with a smile on your face and you're going to sleep really, really hard. So I have no complaints on what anybody's choice is. It's all great in Kansas City.
Yeah, it's so funny how they're like, oh, you went there, but I like this place. You're like, seriously, it's all the best you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah, I mean, us out-of-towners, man, that's what we look forward to. You know, you go to Orlando, you go to Disney World, you go to Kansas City, eat barbecue. It's kind of kind of way it plays out.
I mean, I seriously have bought, like, hundreds of dollars worth of, like, rubs and sauces and flown them back. I'm like, this is, and it's a great museum town. When you think of the Negro League Museum, the Jazz Museum, mm-hmm. you think about the World War One Museum, it's a great museum town.
It is, and one of the other traditions, too, which we're missing out on, back before Jeff Passan went big time with ESPN, he would show up in the press box and he would bring some Oklahoma Joe's barbecue for some of us. We'd place an order with him, and he'd bring it, and it was a lot of fun. So I'm certainly missing that, going to that ballpark. I really love Kauffman Stadium. It's one of my favorite places. It's a great place to view the game. Our vantage point is right behind home plate. It's almost at the perfect height to watch the game. I just love the fountains in left center and right center. I just love what they've done with the old ballpark. And, you know, they've been there since, what, like 73, and it looks brand new. And it's just it's a fun place to watch a baseball game for sure.
Toronto's hot. Everybody else is just trying to survive right now. What do you make of this run for the wild card?
Well, I mean, if you want to try to overanalyze it and look at schedules and see who the Yankees are playing, like they're playing Baltimore tonight and Aaron Judge has already hit a home run, or, you know, Seattle, you know, playing good baseball, key series for them against the Red Sox. Then they go to Kansas City after that. If you do that, you know, your head's going to explode. It's still the simplest of things. The A's have got to look in the mirror, and they've got to get that done, which is why the weekend was so disappointing against Texas. You can't lose 2 out of 3 to the worst team in the league at that time. You can't do it at any time, but you certainly can't do it at home at a time where there's so much riding on it. And considering they were just absolutely thumped last night, 15-1 by Houston, it just really, I mean, it's frustrating. And the A's have got to find a way, and I can't imagine that it's easy, but a way to block all of this out, all the things that are happening around them, what teams are doing, and simply focus on it. If we win our games, we'll take our chances. But if they don't win their games, it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing.
I mean, that's just fact. I mean, the reality is it's about the man in the mirror. And when I think about Frankie Montas, though, last 13 starts, 5-2 with a 2.33 ERA, what do you think has changed about his game?
I just think he's matured. I think he's not quite all the way there yet, but he's a guy that knows what his pitches are, and he's almost to the point where he can make those kind of adjustments mid-game, seeing what hitters are doing against him basically on his own. He hasn't done that a lot. He has such explosive stuff with the fastball, and I just think he has a lot of confidence right now. And the A's, you know, as they start this road trip, they get, you know, Montas and Manaea back-to-back, and that's got to get them off to a good start. To build some inventory before this before the road trip is over. If they can again, I'm making the mistake of something you're not supposed to do. But if the A's come out of this thing with a significant winning record on this road trip, it does put the train back on the tracks. And then you take your chances, and all you're asking for is for those last games against Seattle and Houston to mean something. And the only way that it does, if you do well on this road trip. I will also tell you this, Tony, talking with Bob Melvin today. Now, the last two times out, Trevino and Diekman both have pitched the ball better. Now, again, not in the highest leverage of situations, but I believe the A's need those power arms down the stretch. And I think you may see them if it's one of those situations with the A's ahead late tonight, that the circumstance may open the door for one of them to be in that situation to maybe close the game out.
You know, Chris Bassitt is, he's not a kid anymore, but, you know, I look at him as a kid. He's a fine young man, a great young family. What do you think will be like when he takes the mound for the A's, the inspiration that I think he'll give us all in the organization?
It'll be a huge lift. I mean, I think there might even be an outside chance he throws a couple of innings over the weekend against the Angels. Now, I may be getting way ahead of myself, but if things go well in Kansas City throwing on the side, that is a possibility, and I agree with you. I mean, he was the glue of the rotation. I know they all fed off of each other and each try to one-up each other, but the guy that brought them together was Bassitt, and the one that has really grown the most is Bassitt, and he's the all-star. He was leading the league in wins when that circumstance took place in Chicago on August 17th. Among the league leaders in so many offense, so many pitching categories, just to have him throw a couple of innings or three innings potentially in a game against somebody, and have him back out there like we've got one of our main cogs back, and I know he wants to help, he wants to participate, he wants to find a way to contribute to keep these guys in a position where maybe they can, force their way into some October baseball and take their chances. Because if the A's can get in with Bassitt pitching some, but Manaea and Montas, your front two guys right now, I think they've got a chance to do something, because I think we all liked what the offense has shown at times here down the stretch.
Great stuff. What do you have coming up next?
Well, we're getting down to it. We're number four, and it's, just plain crazy. It's number 20 of the streak. It's going to be a lot of fun. We had some great audio from Scott and even a little bit of movie, so it'll be kind of fun. I hope you enjoy it.
Number four. By the way, you've done an unbelievable job with this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm not alone, but it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks so much. Coming up next, the greatest game in A's history, number four, next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Hey, A's fans. Summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber. For all your building and remodeling needs.
For the ones who are always in the know.
Delivery confirmed.
For the ones who keep things running. For the innovators and the problem solvers. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, experienced staff at local branches, and free access to experts to help answer your toughest questions. So whatever challenge you face, we have the knowledge and products to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The pitch is moving up a day.
Antonio's animation studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
This is A's Total Access.
greatest games in Oakland A's history. Here's Vince Gattronio.
Out of work. Patty. Grab the bat, you're hitting conversion. Come on, let's go.
Seven decades of A's baseball, and there hasn't been a bigger home run hit in the history of the team than Scott Hatterberg's blast to beat Kansas City and give the A's their 20th consecutive win. September 4th, 2002, the night Oakland made history, is number four on a top 50 list of Oakland's greatest games.
Once you got 13, 14, you know, people started bringing signs, homemade, and they were, you know, more and more with each win that it took on some real momentum. You knew you were in some special times, and that's when I felt, not pressure, that we were doing something special.
Scott set the stage for what was happening late in the summer of 2002. It began on August 13th versus Toronto and carried past Labor Day. The A's kept the streak alive with Miguel Tejada walk-offs for wins 18 and 19. First two walk-offs of the streak. Then came Tim Hudson versus Paul Byrd and the Royals to break the American League record for consecutive wins set by the White Sox in 1906 and tied by the Yankees in 1947. The A's didn't waste any time with John Mabry batting in the bottom of the first.
There's a swing and a line drive past the man in the center field for a base hit. A blur whipped by the ear of Paul Byrd as Durham scores. And two batters in, the A's are on the board, leading by a score of 1-0.
By the time the inning ended, 10 A's batted, and Ramon Hernandez capped off the huge uprising, putting the 55,000 on hand in a festive mood.
The count of 2-2, the pitch. Swung on, drive to right center field. That's alley bound, and that will be off the wall. Around from second is Long to score. A double by Hernandez. It is 6-0 Athletics.
It seemed apparent early on this Wednesday night that the party wouldn't end. The A's scored in the second on a Mabry home run and continued their attack on the Royals in the third. Closed out by Eric Chavez with a milestone hit and supposed insurmountable lead.
Chavez, a line drive base hit into right field. One run will score. Coming around third is Durham. He will score. And Eric Chavez drives in his third of the game. And the A's lead it by a score of 11-0.
And that's an even 100 in the RBI column for the A's third baseman.
But for a team that lost 100 games in 2002, Kansas City put up a fight against Hudson and started in the top of the fourth inning with D. Brown at the plate.
Infield back and a line drive base hit into right field. Coming around to score is one, and following Ibanez is Randa. Moving over to third is Maine, and the Royals come up with two on a D. Brown single to right field. His first hit of the season, driving in two, and the A's lead it by a score of 11-2.
11-2 seems safe, but the Royals wouldn't stop and finished the fourth with five runs. Hudson left with one out remaining in the seventh and gave way to the bullpen. It was in the eighth inning with Mike Sweeney facing Jeff Tam that suddenly things got too close for comfort.
And the 3-2 delivery. Swing, there's a high fly ball to left. Burns racing back deep to the corner. He's at the wall. He leaps. It's gone. It's a home run for Mike Sweeney. And this is an 11-10 game. This is the specter of a development that has been lurking now ever since the five-run fourth inning by the Royals.
And then, in the top of the ninth, Luis Alcaldea, who was part of the Cinco de Mayo debacle two seasons earlier as a Ranger, completed the improbable comeback for Kansas City.
Koch is ready. 1-2 pitch. Alcaldea puts it in play. A looper to left field. It's in for a base hit. Around third, tearing for the plate. Here comes a tying run. Sliding save. And the ball game is tied at 11-all. Kit Pennell, with two out, had nothing to hold up for. Kept coming all the way. Burns charged, made the pickup and throw as fast as he could. But Pennell was in. And the A's have blown an 11-0 lead.
That set the scene forever captured on film in the movie Moneyball. What was a rollicking good time on the bench for Scott Hatterberg suddenly turned into a chance to make history against reliever Jason Grimsley.
Going up there, hitting a home run was the absolute furthest thing from my mind. I really wanted to just get a ball up because it's so hard not to hit this ball in the dirt or just hit it in the ground. see it up, maybe hit a double, you know, get a guy in scoring position. And man, I got in a good count. He left the ball up and I just elevated it more than I was expecting. I don't think I've ever hit a ball in the air that well off of that guy. And shoot, it went out, man. Special times.
And then the moment.
Hatterberg has a career home run off Grimsley. He's 1 for 5 when they've matched up with each other. This year, Hatterberg in pinch hitting roles is 1 for 5. 269 average, has gone deep a dozen times. Now the pitch, swung on, there's a high drive, hit way back, right center field, that one is gone, and it's 20 consecutive victories for the Oakland Athletics on an unbelievable night when they lost an 11-0 lead, and now they win it. Hatterberg is bobbed at home plate. The crowd comes back to insane life. Crazy. Just plain crazy. How do you explain it? In 103 years of American League Baseball, the Athletics have accomplished what no one has before. They have won 20 consecutive games.
To add to the lore of the night and the moment, it was the only home run Hatterberg hit during the streak in a season with 15 overall. An unforgettable juncture that places Scott firmly alongside many of the great moments in Oakland A's history. And he keeps this with him every single day.
There's things where you just kind of prepare. You go up with the right game plan, and then it's kind of out of your hands. You hope it works out. And you hope you come through when you need to come through. And you want to do it for your teammates. You want to do it for the team. You want to do it for the streak. And, you know, like I said, this was the last thing on my mind to come through in that situation. But, man, it happened. It's such a blur looking back. I felt like a spaz running around the bases. But when you come around third base and see all those guys at home, it was as satisfying a moment as I could ever have, definitely in baseball. But, wow. It just brings a smile to my face.
September 4th, 2002, the A's win their 20th consecutive game on Scott Hatterberg's home run, and that's number 4 on a top 50 list of Oakland's greatest games.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. That was unbelievable. Oh, wow. What a moment in Oakland A's history. Coming up next, we got the injury report for you right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at FrancisFordCoppolaWinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from our parts professionals, and our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about our free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Swung on, driven to left center field. Buxton going back to the track. He's right to the wall. He will watch it fly. And Laureano gets the A's on the board with a 3-run home run.
A's Cast
is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A'sCast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
And it's time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Remind you, stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Matt Chapman not in the lineup. Here's Bob Melvin.
A little better. Not enough to where obviously he can play. So just still kind of locked up and not moving around really well. Hopefully we get some progress here soon. But like I said, not available tonight.
And then how is Chris Bassitt doing?
This is a little bit different situation where we have probably a couple things we're trying to monitor. You know, where his arm is as far as being in shape. Certainly don't want any setbacks with what's going on, you know, in the cheek area and so forth. I know if it was up to him, he wouldn't want too many, but you know, he's probably gonna have to face some hitters live at some point in time, could be after this next one. So, you know, whatever we're doing, he's gonna try to push the envelope a little bit, but it's up to the trainers as far as, you know, when he potentially comes back.
Yeah, the bottom line, Seabass wants to get back on the mound. That's a reality. Coming up next, part two of my conversation with Rex Hudler right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com.
Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Salvador Perez is a World Series champion. He's a World Series MVP. He's a five-time Gold Glover, a seven-time All-Star, and having an absolute monster year. 42 home runs, 105 RBIs. He's been incredible, an 853 OPS. And I had to talk about how good he has been with the HUD man, Rex Hudler, earlier today on A's Cast Live.
Oh, you know, just the wear and tear, too. Watching Salvi every night take the foul tips, you know, like those guys do. It's amazing that he just shakes it off so quickly and ho-hum, goes on to the next pitch. You know, I tell you, being the designated hitter this year has been big for him. Mike Matheny, former catcher, had multiple concussions in his career, knows exactly what Salvi's going through. And so in order to protect him and keep him fresh, he's been able to DH him, and Salvi's okay with that. Salvador Perez has the passion of a young child playing the grand game. And so he would play every game if they'd let him, but you got to just, you know, he's got to just take half a day off. That's helped him a lot. But he's blocked more balls in the dirt than any other catcher. It's because the first half of the season, we had pitchers that were clueless. They were bouncing balls all over the place. We led the league in walks, but now it's changed a little bit. Salvador Perez is coming into his own, and the fans that come to Coppin Stadium here are coming to watch Salvi hit homers.
Yeah, I'm thinking about when you're chasing Johnny Bench's records, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, it is. And he knows all those things, too. He's very aware of the history, which is great to hear. A lot of the modern-day young players, you know, some of them, you bring up a name around them, you know, a famous name, and they'll go, huh, I don't know him. So, but Salvador Perez, he knows all of those. And I remember one time when I introduced him to Rick Dempsey, my buddy and former teammate with the Orioles, and I said, Salvi, this guy caught 23 seasons in the big leagues. And Salvi just freaked out. And he almost, you know, wanted to shine his shoes for him. He wanted to hug him. And, you know, he was in awe of that type of grind. So he's in for it, man. He's in to win. He's pumped. The biggest thing he has now is just a little bit over anxious and he's chasing some.
You know, we not too long ago, we had Rick on the program, and obviously one of the great catchers and broadcasters of his time. And, you know, we were laughing, you know, before we called you, talking about how there's been this narrative that, oh, my God, some of these guys are tired. And I'm like, Tom Brady's 44 years old playing in the NFL. I'm like, the HUD man, would you be tired in a pennant race? I can't even imagine you coming to the ballpark saying I was tired.
Oh, absolutely not. I would tell the guys, fellas, look, you got the whole winter to sleep. Shake yourself. Then we're going to do something tonight that somebody's never seen before. And there's going to be a fan that comes to this game tonight that's never watched you play before. What's the impression you're going to leave that young kid? And that young kid, if you hustle and play hard, he might go to the playground and say your name and be you. So there's so many other things that are attached to it. And once you start figuring that out as a player, and you know, the game has healing powers as you take batting practices. There's no one in the stand. And that ache and pain that you woke up with saying, I don't know if I can go today, it quickly is erased as the grand game has super healing powers. Believe that.
What was it like when you first came up and you're a New York Yankee? Obviously, you're a kid from the Central Valley. You're from California. But now you're on the biggest stage that there is in sports.
Well, I had to get through all of these surfer jokes. Because, you know, if you're from California and you're in New York City, your stereotype is having a surfboard. So I went ahead and just rolled with it. And I just say, hey, look, just stay on the board, man. Just stay on the board. And it was not easy. I'd walk into the ballpark, and, of course, Willie Randolph, the great Yankee captain, was ahead of me. And so I'd walk into the ballpark, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there was 200 people out in front of the stadium. And so I'd walk in, and fans would be going, yo, Hudla, you'll never take Randolph's job. You're a bum. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh. Hey, fans, take a time out. I'm on Willie's team, and I'm supporting Willie, and I'm backing him up. I don't want his job. I never would say that, of course. I was too scared to death. But, man, I couldn't believe the passion with the people. And then they gave me number 56. And at that particular time was when Lawrence Taylor was a god for the Giants. And so I would run on the field, and the fans would go, yo, LT, LT. And I'd wave like I was Lawrence Taylor. Man, I absolutely ate it up. But to tell you, one of the biggest impressions, my first day in the big leagues, Joe Cowley and I went driving in the city, and I got out of his car, and I got up on the curb, and I looked in the window at some restaurant, and the guy was staring at me, and he was saying my name. He knew my name, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, here we are. Some random just pulls up in front of somebody, and this guy knows who I am. I mean, it freaked me out.
Yeah, you think about it. You grew up like 3 hours from the ocean.
Yeah, Fresno, right in the middle. You know, you could live in Fresno. You can surf on one day and ski in the same day. I mean, and I've done that before. But, you know, Central San Joaquin Valley, beautiful place. Loved Oakland, Alameda County Coliseum. You know, coming there to the day on the green, Peter Frampton, Carlos Santana, Leonard Skinner. I mean, that's how I was raised. And we would come up 3 hours to the Bay Area and sit there and get baked in the sun and watch that. I was a young teenager, man. Just really love that Coliseum. Every time I'm in it, I tremble when I get in the ballpark. I love it. I hope they keep it there forever.
You know, Bob Melvin has that poster in his office, Day on the Green. You guys are about the same age. I don't know how well you know Bob Melvin, but you two big leaguers were probably at the same concert at the same time as kids.
Oh, probably were. And you know what? So then we came up against each other in an A-ball. He played in Alabama. And I remember how I knew him was that he had a red Porsche, one of those new Porsches that were out. And it was a new Porsche, and it was parked underneath the bleachers, in its own little parking place. And so I had to find out whose that was, and it was Bo Melz. And I asked him about that all the time, and he laughed about that Porsche. But, you know, I'm really proud of him. He was a good catcher. You know, he had a nice major league career, but, man, his managerial skills are through the roof. And watching these guys the first day, I'll get a chance to go down and see him tomorrow, but I really do appreciate how these guys have evolved in their careers. You know, Aldo and Kotze, now that they were on one side of the ball, now they're on the teaching side and the mentoring side. And to me, that's a plus for the future major leaguers that are on Oakland A's team.
Yeah, no doubt. A lot of respect there. Coming up next, it's the Bob Melvin Show with Vince Catronio right here on A's Total Access.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This is Chris Townsend for my favorite golf course in the Bay Area, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose, Cinnabar Hills offers the finest 27 holes of championship golf in Silicon Valley. Come see the amazing new renovated clubhouse and restaurant, plus patio dining with the most breathtaking views. Cinnabar Hills is far more than a golf course. One of the premier places in the Bay Area to host weddings and any type of events. There's no golf experience like Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a new Honda and be on your way to desert treks, lakeside getaways, and mountain paths so remote you need an actual map. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda Accord and 0% APR on the 2021 HR-V or Pilot.
See dealer for financing details.
Feet come in all shapes. You got fat feet, skinny feet, flat feet, high arch feet, short feet, and even feet so long people could probably surf on them. Cowabunga, baby. But they virtually all have one thing in common. They are perfect for Skechers Arch Fit footwear. You see, some people think that Skechers Arch Fit are just for people with fallen arches, but they're actually made for almost everyone. That's because all feet, no matter what the foot shape, will love the incredible comfort of arch support. Skechers is the comfort technology company, and they developed Arch Fit with experts to give you comfort and podiatrist-certified arch support in every step, for every age and every foot. Plus, Arch Fit come in a variety of widths and styles, including sneakers, sandals, and more, for both men and women, and many are machine washable, and all for a very affordable price. And get this, not only Arch Fit great for your feet, they're also incredibly stylish. Just because they have arch support and are super comfortable doesn't mean they can't look great too. Come on, it's the best of both worlds. Kind of like a broccoli tasted like chocolate. So don't wait. See how Arch Fit can work for you at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
It is the penultimate road trip of 2021. The A's begin it with a three-game series against the Royals. And, Bob, first, you look at the lineup, and there's still no Matt Chapman in the lineup. You were hopeful that maybe the off day would help. What's the status of your third baseman?
Yeah, I think maybe it's helped a little bit, but still not at the point where we're comfortable running him out there yet. You know, he's had several of these. They tend to swell up. They tend to lock your foot up a little bit where you can't move around very well. And obviously with his defense, he's a guy that we rely on moving around some. So, you know, he's a tough guy on top of that. As soon as he's available to get back in the lineup, he's going to do it. It's just not today.
It's pretty simple. The A's know what they have to do. I could break down the numbers and go over all that stuff. It's not necessary. You simply have to look at today, don't you, and focus on today and hope that it builds some momentum moving forward.
Yeah, you know, it looked like we had some coming home, and we won three games in a row. We felt like we were in a pretty good position to run off a couple more, and, you know, got sidetracked again. This has not been an easy second half for us, and we'll continue to push. You know, it's all about today's game, like you said. We know we have to win a lot of these today games in order to get in, but the fact of the matter is we're still in contention. I think a lot of teams aspire to be in the position we're in right now, even though we're chasing a little bit.
You've made a change with your bullpen. Birch Smith has been designated for assignment, and for the second time we see Domingo Acevedo, who has some velocity as well. What do you think would be an opportunity for him in a particular game right now?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more early, potentially a guy that comes in with guys on base. We're at the point now where we have the long roll kind of covered. So we have Romero here who hasn't pitched yet, and Acevedo's been a guy that's performed really well at AAA. So, you know, this time of year where you're just trying to get incrementally better, you have to do it in-house, and Acevedo is a guy that's been having a really good year, so therefore the move.
You know the position so well. You played it in the big leagues, and when you talk about the Royals, you've got to talk about Salvador Perez and what he's been doing. I know he hasn't caught every game, but he's played all but one game for Kansas City. You know the rigors of the position. You know the rigors of being the leader of a ball club for them, what their expectations are. What continues to impress you about Perez?
Well, his workload and his production. I mean, he's hit 40 home runs, knocked in over 100 runs. Like you said, played 142 out of 143 games. Now, some of those are DHing, but this has always been a guy that's probably had the biggest workload as far as catchers go. He's that prototypical big, you know, horse behind the plate that runs a great game, and you feel like you can't get anything by him. He throws great. When you talk about catchers in the league and guys that can do it all, it probably starts with Sal. So he's having another good year, and a guy that you have to be very, very careful of in their lineup.
Bob, both Lou Trevino and Jake Diekman have had back-to-back good outings for you out of the bullpen. Now, granted, they weren't the high-leverage situations that we've come to expect for them in the first half and hope they get back to. Do those outings, though, open the door for those possibilities even as soon as this road trip to get them back in some of those roles?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we try to do the best we can on a particular day, and these are two guys that were – basically taking turns closing earlier in the season, guys that have been very important to our club. It never stays the same. It seems like during the whole course of a season, but they have pitched better. Seems like Lou's kind of gotten past the only tough stretch he's had this year. And Jake's been a guy that we've relied on for years here. So, yes, hopefully they climb back into more prominent roles. And who knows, today could be that day.
Bob, one name among the many that brings a smile to your face is Tony Kemp. And today he was announced as the A's Roberto Clemente nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award for Major League Baseball, an extraordinarily high honor for those that do a lot of things off the field. What does that mean when I bring up Tony and the things that he's done, not only in your clubhouse, but what he continues to do, you know, basically as just a man without a uniform on?
It's a very prestigious award, and he is humbled by it. He really, really understands what it means and feels great that he's the guy representing the A's as far as that goes, and deservedly so. So, you know, he hasn't been here for a long time with us, but he's made a huge impact, not only on the field, but off the field. And today's a very special day for him.
And then finally, what does it mean to have Frankie Montas to start this road trip? Everybody knows what's on the line, and he is, at least at the moment, he's been your ace.
Yeah, he and Sean, you know, back-to-back are the guys that we really rely on. So, you know, with Chris out right now, it's, you know, these are the two guys that have to pitch like they have been here recently. And these are the type of games when you go into, you feel awfully confident about winning. I don't know why you wouldn't with the way Frankie's pitched here recently. And, you know, he gets your attention in any number of ways. So it's nice to have him on the mound to start the series.
First of three, the A's and the Royals from Kauffman Stadium. Townie, now back to you.
We've got the A's and the Royals next, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
New school, new job, new home. Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated. And divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. The relationships you counted on are suddenly gone. But you don't have to walk through this alone. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has guided men through the challenges of divorce. You're not alone. Call Cordell & Cordell.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's San Francisco area attorneys. 951 Mariners Island Boulevard, Suite 300, San Mateo, California, 94404. CordellCordell.com.
It's the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon, the annual year-long event where you can save big by bundling Home and Auto with Progressive. So big that we're kicking things off with fireworks, a monster truck battle, a fighter jet flyover. And it wouldn't be a party without the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon dancers. You can't really hear them, but trust us, they are working it. So come for the fun and stay for the savings. Only at Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-A-Thon.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
A's fans, New Era Cap is proud to be the official cap of your Oakland Athletics. Next time you visit the Coliseum, be sure to drop by the New Era Cap stand to pick up your A's New Era Authentic Collection cap. Remember, you can always visit us at neweracap.com to shop our latest selection, including our limited edition and exclusive drops. New Era Cap, the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.